to episode 58 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is a review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of. I f***ed that up a little bit, but go ahead.
Yeah, whatever. So, it's the end of the alphabet. We just did category Z.
Yeah.
And, so I get to pick one. I picked, I picked. We talked about that in the last episode. Gundam 00 is what we watched.
Uh-huh.
Mobile Suit Gundam 00.
Uh-huh.
It is a the 11th installment in Sunrise's studio-long-running Gundam franchise. So we know that there's 10 before this.
Okay.
But I know there's one, at least one from, like, the 80s or whatever. So, like, I wonder what that is. Well, I guess we'll find out one day.
This was made in what year?
Ooh, that's a good question. Let's keep reading. 2007.
So, I mean, if you figure 10 series over, what, 15 years makes sense. It's almost 10 years.
Yeah, yeah,
and
does.
And animation takes longer to do than
shooting. Especially if they're 25 episodes, yeah, not 12.
So, that does make sense. And this one has, like, two seasons or something. Like,
yeah,
that.
We watched the first season. We did not watch the second.
Oh, you didn't watch the second season? Because I sure as hell did not watch it.
I've seen it.
Okay.
I watched it twice.
I mean,
just
I'm talking
this week.
I
finished the last, like, three episodes this morning.
Oh, I gotcha.
I was gonna watch it last night. I was like, nah, I'm kinda tired. Aired in 2007, directed by Seiji, Mizushima, and written by Yusuke Kuroda. You know, that's it. Yep, two seasons. What's the premise? Since you hate it so much, I wanna let you rant.
It's about mobile suits.
So, Earth has these giant orbital rings, which are pretty much, like, space stations. That's the word. I couldn't think of the word.
Okay.
It's pretty much like a space station connected to the Earth by an elevator, physical elevator. And there's these giant solar panels on them. And that's pretty much solved the energy crisis in first world countries.
Oh, I was wondering why you're bringing this up.
Because it's part of the story.
I realized that, but I didn't even piece that together during the show.
Oh, how? That's all they talk about when they talk about war.
I did not even consider the solar panels as what solved the energy crisis. I mean, I know they talk about solar energy. But
only for the first world countries, because they're the only ones that can afford them.
Right. No, I gotcha. And I never pieced it together.
And, you know, it's futuristic. You're set in this world where there's mobile suit Gundams that can... That's what you use for war. Instead of a tank or a jet,
well,
that's what you use.
They're called mobile suits.
Yeah, mobile suits. And in the first episode, it was the AEU or whatever's doing, like, a brand new mobile suit demonstration so people will buy them and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And a Gundam comes down.
That's the new...
Well, new and old.
That's the new brand of the mobile suits.
Well, not officially.
Yeah, I know. We'll get to that.
And, you know, comes out and destroys the mobile suit that's down there that's doing the test.
Mm-hmm.
And they announce pretty much that they're from an organization called Celestial Being and that they will end all war. So if anyone goes into any kind of conflict, they show up and they end it.
Yeah.
They kill everyone that's fighting.
Uh-huh. They're terrorists.
That's the premise. Yeah, sure. For the most, yes, they're terrorists. But most terrorism, like 99% of terrorism, is against civilians, though.
Mm-hmm.
The vast majority of terrorism.
I get it.
They're not fighting civilians. Well, the main part of Celestial Being isn't fighting civilians. We'll get into that later.
Uh-huh.
That's not their mission anyway. So, you know, they're only fighting people that are actively fighting. And it's wrong, but do the ends justify the means if you're only hurting people that are hurting others? Maybe. If you do get to solve all war and it never happens again,
this show is f***ing pretentious as hell.
I mean, the premise is pretty...
No, the whole show is pretentious.
They don't go on giant rants about, pretentious rants about how, oh, you're bad, I'm good, and this is what
I'm a Gundam Meister.
That's more of him being mentally ill.
And I'm gonna be... Yeah, it's pretentious. I'm gonna be a Gundam.
Being mentally ill.
He is part of the group that killed his partner, that one of five Gundam guys.
He was also like eight at the time.
Yeah, but he's part of the group, just coincidentally, a part of the group that happened to be part of the group that killed the other Gundam Meister's family at the same time, just coincidentally.
Story plot, you can't really.
And that's a whole point, to turn them against each other at some point.
And it doesn't happen.
And it doesn't happen. But then, the main antagonist for the main character, the main antagonist from the main character, all of a sudden becomes the main antagonist for this other character who was the leader of that group out of nowhere, and they just switch main antagonists for no reason for the individual character. He doesn't even get any story closure with that character, as the other guy kills him off and gets himself killed at the end for no apparent reason. They just kill off characters for no reason at the end. And, then they justify their whole terrorism things by introducing new evil war characters into the story to justify their hero characters. I'm talking about the writers at this point, not the actual show. It's just a bunch of bullcrap.
He just hates Gundams.
I hate Gundams, but this story was pretentious and stupid, and...
They're trying to end war. How do you do that? You don't do it with paperwork.
Yeah, but they think they know what they're talking about, and they really don't.
No, well, they're children.
No, I'm talking about the writers think they know what they're doing. This is how you do it. And we're going to put all this plot element to justify this plot element, and this element here to justify this one, and throw this twist here. It's just a bunch of bullcrap.
I liked it a lot.
I didn't. I hated this one.
Alright. anyway, the Gundams...
Let me just say this. Do you remember how you felt about Ghost in the Shell, where it's not for you?
Yeah. But well, I knew this wasn't for you.
And you could... But you could understand why people liked it. I get it, but it just irked me on an intellectual level. For all their stupid justifications, like...
Well, the minor plots of, like, what you were saying about, you know, the two characters and the one guy, like, I get that. Not enjoying that. But, like, the overall plot of wanting to end war...
The subplot. That's not a terrible thing. Subplot of the, two kids...
Yeah, the two Gundamites.
Was there just to manipulate you. No. The two civilian kids...
No. So you haven't seen the second season.
Alright, for the first season, though... Just like you judge Avatar on its first season.
Well, that's fair.
For this season, I from the first episode, I knew they were there just to show you the civilian impact from the Gundams and stuff like that.
What's wrong with that?
But they try to manipulate your emotions by essentially taking everything that kid likes and loves away from him systematically so you can hate Gundams throughout the thing. It's manipulative and it's stupid.
All shows do that.
No, but
all
this,
stories do
this
that.
Was blatant. This was blatant and just there to serve that purpose.
Well, like, it wasn't just there to serve that purpose. There's two purposes.
Two episodes before they killed that girl's family and took her arm, I knew it was coming.
Okay, that's fine. There's two purposes. The one you said, to show you the civilian impact of Gundams and to make you feel the way that you felt about it. And then the second one is in the second season. You don't know about that yet.
No, I don't know about that yet, so I can't judge it.
You can't. No, but there are two purposes to it. It wasn't just one. Yeah, I enjoyed it, man. I liked it.
Look,
The Gundam fights were a bit much. I'll give you that.
The Gundams...
bit much.
The Gundam stuff I had the least problems with. Honestly, the Gundams were just there. It was like, okay, I could get past the Gundam stuff. I knew it was going in here not going to like the Gundam stuff. That's fine. All right. It automatically lost its points for that. I already accepted that fate. But it was the story that irked me so much.
The subplots I can understand not enjoying, but the main plot?
Even the main plot. Like, there's the American Ace guy.
Yeah, from the AEU.
And they show... No. From the Americas.
Yeah,
from
the worked with the AEU, though.
They worked with everybody towards the end.
The blonde one.
Yeah, the Reform League, the AEU,
and... Oh, okay, yeah, I gotcha.
So, their main guy. He's a good guy throughout the whole series. And yet, at the end, he's built up as, you know, the best fighter. And so, it makes sense for him to fight the main protagonist, Gundam, at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. From the beginning, they were building that up. But they have really no story interconnectedness. And yet, that's the best fight in it. And he just shows up in the last 15 minutes of the series and in this suit, mobile suit, for no reason at all, essentially, just because he needs
It's like a rival. He needs to beat him.
Yeah, but it didn't build a rivalry at all.
He just don't enjoy that part of it.
No, he's...
They met each other and fought each other multiple times throughout the show.
Once or twice.
Two or three
and
times.
Most of the time.
And they met each other outside of the Gundams once.
And there was no sense of rivalry there beforehand.
Well, not necessarily rivalry. I think that might be the wrong word. I think it was more like, you're in this Gundam. Your Gundam is far superior than me. I'm a great pilot. I need to beat you. I need to be better than you. I don't think it's necessarily a rivalry because they don't know each other and they're not going back and forth all the time.
I didn't like the fact that he just showed up at the end and became the main villain.
Yeah, no, that was weird. He really did just kind of popcorn in place.
Yeah, they take care of the Middle Eastern guy in the episode beforehand. Which I forgot he was dead in the main episode, last episode. I was like, where is this guy?
Yeah, he blew up and it wasn't really centered on him when he blew up. That was a bit weird. I noticed that too.
So he's gone. And then they kill the main big guy, whatever he is, main antagonist. And he's betrayed by his little servant guy. And then he's dead. And then all of a sudden, this guy out of nowhere had nothing to do with any of the fights in the last three episodes. Just shows up and that's it.
He had to get there. Uh-huh. They were working on putting the GM drive in his flagship.
yeah, for about 17 episodes.
Yeah, it took a little while.
Uh-huh. No.
Yeah. I don't know where else to go with this, because, like, we just ran off on tangents.
There's a lot going on in this show. There is
a lot going on. There's a lot of characters. There's a lot of subplots.
There's a lot of storylines going on. There's, like, and they all converge, I'll give it that, but they converge in the worst ways.
They converge in the best ways.
Yeah, they converge in the worst ways. Like, there's this whole story arc about this reporter who's finding out the truth about everything, and then she ends up getting killed by one of the main antagonists just because she happens...
Oh, the Middle Eastern dude.
Yeah, one of the main antagonists is what I said.
And, yeah, well, just for the viewers, right, no,
gotcha.
Which one it is.
Gotcha, sorry. And then she gets killed by him just out of nowhere.
She tries to get an interview from him because he's coming out of a building.
Right, and he kills her off. He didn't even tell her. He just went off on his own and did it, but she's the big brother or big sister of the other character of the two kid civilians.
Yeah, I think his name's Sinji.
Whatever it is. And so they converge in that aspect, but now she's dead. His girlfriend's arm's gone. Her family's dead. And it's just like... It's
really good writing if you watch the second season.
It's convoluted in the first season.
It definitely is. Gotta give you that. But they're building him up for something.
No doubt. It looks like that's... It looks like he should be a main character. Because he was...
Well, I mean, for the premise of the show, he kind of is. He gets a lot of screen time.
He's in every episode.
Yeah.
But it's just him going about his life.
Yeah. It's so, like, crazy Gundam fights, crazy action, and then, like, oh, okay, Mr. Rogers is part of the episode for 3 minutes.
This is... And so I'm surprised that you're not calling filler on this, because it felt like filler a lot.
It definitely does feel like filler, but I know what happens at the end, so I know it's not filler. I know it's story progression. It's making him change so he does things.
And then at the end, everyone dies.
Not everyone. A couple of the main characters from the Gundam, like, main ship where they dock and fix up. A couple of them died. I think one Gundam Meister died. Was it Lock-On?
Lock-On definitely died.
Yeah.
Because he got blown. He left his mobile suit.
You know, yeah, Lock-On died. The other Gundam Meisters are alive, except for halfway through the show, you find three new Gundam Meisters. Two of them died. The girl's still alive.
Yeah, we'll get to them. We're not... That's...
Yeah, I know. We were talking about deaths.
Yeah, the main ones... Yeah, his death was so stupid, too. He just killed himself. For no reason.
He was sacrificing himself.
He was sacrificing himself for revenge in a selfish move.
Sure. It's not stupid. It's selfish.
No, it was stupid and from a writing sense because he... just found out about this guy. There was no build-up to it.
So he's been searching for the people that bombed his family and killed his family.
Yeah, there was a terrorist attack.
And he found out that this guy's responsible for it. He sent the people to do it.
He found that out. But there was no story build-up. It happened
not
over,
really, yeah. It was an episode or two.
It was like two episodes, and that was supposed to be this major sacrifice for no reason, supposed to impact you, and it didn't, because it was...
Well, it was like two episodes, a couple episodes before it happened. And in between those three episodes, there wasn't anything connecting it.
Right.
It was just them going along about their lives.
This show just made me mad in a lot of different ways. And then they introduced the new Gundam Meisters.
Halfway through.
Which really pissed me off.
Yeah, that was weird. But they also sort of explain that a little bit, that Veda, which is like their giant computer program that gives them missions, It tells them, like, all right, you need to go do this, because this is going to be important, this is what's going to happen to help end all wars. Apparently that gets hacked into. Now, I'm not 100% certain or not, but I think that's what those Gundams are from. It being hacked into from a while ago, and them making some Gundam Meisters.
Well, yeah, main bad guy who kind of took over Celestial Being, or was trying to take over Celestial Being, made those Gundams by stealing the things. He definitely did that. And that would have been a fine story arc with him introducing those, because the Gundams are kicking ass throughout most of the show.
Yeah, I mean, once in a while, like the blonde dude from America, he, even though he's in an inferior mobile suit, he can put up a fight because he's so good.
But normally they're doing that, but then all three nations come together and pretty much drop the four Gundams out of nowhere. And
Overwhelming numbers.
Yeah, overwhelming numbers, and for like a two-day fight or something like that, and they're losing, and then they get saved by these three new mobile suits, which have been fine if it was like, okay, these are just three new characters that they have hidden away, but no, these guys are just there to kill people and to make the original four Gundam guys look like heroes and these guys like psychos.
Well, I think the point of it was for them to be part of Celestial Being, be a part of ending all war, but then also make people view them in a negative way because they start attacking civilians and stuff like that.
Yeah, Yeah, but they didn't attack civilians as part of their mission. Now, one girl just...
Yeah, it was more like whimsical.
She just did it because she felt like it, because she got angry. They're
flying to a mission, and she's like, oh, look, a bunch of rich people eating food while we're stuck doing this. She starts pulling her trigger and killing them.
Yeah.
But the reason why I still think this is that that's what the head guy wanted them to do, is because none of them really cared about it. Her older brother of the Gundameister that's with them was like, oh, hey, let's come on, stop doing that.
Yeah,
let's
go. I didn't get that at all. I got that they were just all insane psychopaths.
Yeah, but that's my point. I think the guy that hacked into Veda and picked them because of that. Because they're just crazy, and they, no matter what would have happened, they wouldn't have been able to do the missions properly.
Maybe. I don't know, but that's all...
Reading in between the lines.
Yeah, that is supposition at best, you know? So, but they were, essentially, from a writing standpoint, they are just there to make the original terrorists look like heroes, because these guys are so much worse in comparison.
But at the same time, they don't make them look like heroes, and they even talk about that a little bit.
No, I'm not talking about in-world. I'm talking about to the viewer.
Oh, yeah, to the viewer, sure.
They're just trying to make you think, okay, these guys are really, really bad, so you can't think of too hard about how bad these guys really are over here.
Okay, that's called good writing.
No, it's not. Not if it's blatant. Not if it's in your face. Not if she's just gonna whimsically go over and kill a whole 50.
Yeah, I feel like they could have done a little better job of that.
The show is not subtle by a long shot. It insults your intelligence. It thinks you're stupid.
I'm stupid.
Each character has their own little
story arc. And most of them are interconnected, at least at some point, with someone else.
The main character's a child soldier from Middle East. Are they always from the Middle East? I feel like they're always from the Middle East, the main character.
I mean, that's where most conflict happens in real life, so it makes sense to do that in a fictional world.
No, I'm just talking about in mech animes.
Again, that makes sense. If you're going to have any story that's about war, it makes sense if you're going to have a child soldier be from the Middle East.
I guess.
It doesn't make sense to have a child soldier from America.
No, but you can have...
There's no war in America. You can have
it from Africa.
Yeah, you could do that. You ever see Japan drawing black people? They usually do it really bad.
You know, Africa's not always black.
Yeah, I get
there's
that.
There's a large white population there.
But if you talk about Africa, you think of black people. Stop it. And if you ever see Japan draw a Japanese anime drawing black people, it's usually kind of racist the way that they depict them. Usually, not always.
Yeah, but they don't care.
Well, I mean, they don't, and they do, because they don't do it very often.
They obviously don't, because if they always do it, they would stop doing it.
But it's always every once in a while. Anyway,
he's a child soldier, and he doesn't believe in God or whatever. And
well, he did then, and, you know, now he's a little older, and
he was brainwashed as a child soldier to do things, and he realized that his foul leader or whatever was this idiot, and...
Who's the protagonist?
Antagonist, right. And then he has this whole love interest thing with a princess of a...
Sort of.
Kind of.
That's not really well written.
No, it's not. It's just, I don't know. It's weird.
But the whole show, he's trying, and this has to deal, I think, with his mental illness that he has. He's trying to become embodiment of what a Gundam is.
Right.
He views Gundams as these good things that end war, that are there for the people. He wants to become that.
Except they don't explain it very well in the beginning. You just
God no. There's a little scene where one of the characters actually directly says it.
Right. So, I mean, in the beginning, you're just thinking he's trying to become a Gundam.
Yeah,
it's like,
you
what?
Think he's like... Got morphed chromosomes, like yeah. He's, you know, got Down syndrome, because he's always like Gundam. It's so funny,
and he's got the blue Gundam with the sword. So he's like,
yeah, he's got the main Gundam, right? A lot of Gundam animes have the main Gundam that's like white and blue.
Yeah, Excelsior, or something like that. It was one of those.
Exeus,
maybe. And then there was the green one, Lock-On. He was the sniper. His story was he's just leader of the group, I guess.
Kind of. I think he was just the older, most mature.
Yeah,
person.
But I mean, like the leader of the team.
I don't know. It's a good question.
But I mean, and we pretty much ran it about his backstory.
Yeah, we did that.
And then there's the staff with the big breasted, you know.
God, the tactician.
The tactician, who apparently made some kind of big mistake and stuff like that, but we never...
More in the second season.
We never get into that in the first season. I'm judging it based on the first season.
No, you can. I'm just telling you, it does.
I know, just like I've told, but like, when I said...
The difference is this is good.
This is, like, when I told you in Avatar... This all comes back in the second season. You're like, well, I'm judging it on the first season.
Yeah, and you can do that.
I'm just saying. This is me getting back at you. Because, and then...
there's a couple girls in the cockpit of the main ship. There's a guy who apparently is a cyborg. You find out when he dies.
Yeah, they kill off these two poor kids for no reason at all. Just to get her sympathy.
Yeah, I guess for that.
And then...
And for the whole rebuilding in the second season. Because they're pretty much demolished.
And then there's this other guy with the airplane Gundam who's a psychopath. Who was a child experiment.
I think he might be my favorite story arc, actually.
Yeah, his was actually pretty well done. I will give it that. It was like, he's got split personality because he was experimented on as a trying to make a super soldier child, which they eventually did make.
Which did work. It worked on him, and it worked on some other people.
On the girl who...
Another antagonist.
Pretty
much his antagonist.
So, you say she's the antagonist, but those two feel more like the heroes. Him and the American, those two, the Russian, was he Russian or Chinese?
Ooh.
The lieutenant of the girl.
I don't know.
But whatever, those two and the American ace guy at the end felt more like the heroes than anyone else did in this show.
I mean, the American ace guy didn't feel like a hero to me.
I mean, he was doing...
I guess it depends on your perspective.
I mean, he was trying to do things. I'm sure he's a soldier and stuff like that, but he was trying to do the right thing throughout the whole show.
Until the end. And then they actually said while fighting, like, I forget what it was, but he was fighting the Gundam, even though, like, there were more pressing matters. I forget exactly what it was, but the Gundam even told him, the guy, Gundamizer Setsuna, said, like, hey, we gotta go do this. And he's like, no, I want to fight.
Okay, well, I don't remember that part. And if that's true, it just broke the whole character. That's all.
Yeah, it did.
So...
That shouldn't happen. I liked him, and he is a hero. He definitely is.
Yeah.
But again, it depends on your perspective. In my perspective, I like the Gundams. They're trying to end war. Good for them.
Uh-huh. They're trying to end war by creating more war. It makes a lot of sense.
The ends justify the means.
Okay. So, anyway, he's a psychopath, and his story arc, he destroys the place that created...
Yeah, that was dark. There's this, you know, giant building that's still doing all this testing on all kinds of children, and he has a moment of struggle. He's pointing his Gundam at it, and he ends up pulling the trigger.
Because his other half is a psychopath killer.
Hallelujah. They call each other Hallelujah.
I thought one was Hallelujah, and the other one's Hallelujah.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
I think one's an H, one's an A.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. They referred to each other by different names. Caught that. He was probably the best story arc in the show.
I think so.
And he
becomes a mass murderer. Like, I get the whole stopping war with war, but that, I think, went too far.
Yeah, I mean, his story arc...
Even though it's supposed to be a good moment, it's like, dude, you just killed, like, fucking 150 children.
Yeah.
I get that they're being experimented on, and they're going to be top-notch soldiers in the future, making more war, but you're still killing children.
They insinuated he killed a bunch of children just to get out of that place in the beginning. Yes. It was dark, but, you know, it was decent. So.
Yeah, no, it was good. Kills him and gets away.
And then I guess the other one, the big bulky mech, the pink one, I guess he's a robot or something? The long-haired kid with the glasses?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty certain they go into more with that in the second season, but so Veda is the computer system and everything. Part of him is, like, connected to that.
Right.
In a weird way. So he has a little story arc where he, you know, he's going through Veda, different levels of the computer system, trying to figure out what's going on. Why they picked these Gundamizers and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And then he's locked out of a certain level. And he's like, what? Me? Like, I can't be locked out. So,
right, I don't know. They don't really get into it in the first season. I don't know much of anything about him.
Yeah, no, his character arc doesn't really happen in the season.
Right, sure the only arc he gets is lock on, saves him, and he grows really protective of him, and then he loses him at the end. So
yeah, and he feels responsible for
it. That's pretty much it for that. And... There's so many moving parts, I can't even remember all the
stuff. There are a lot.
There's so many side stuff going on, I can't even...
Some might say that's well written.
Some might say that's...
Big main plot with a bunch of little things that all connect, and we agree they all connect.
No. It's all convoluted. You can't keep track of what's what.
I can keep track of it.
Okay. Which one is the first mobile suit guy? The arrogant one, right?
What are you talking
the
about?
The super arrogant guy in the first episode who gets beat by the gunfire.
Oh, yeah.
What group is he with?
He's with the AEU.
He's with the AEU?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I got confused a little bit with the American guy. Because the Earth groups, there's like four of them.
Uh-huh. And it's hard to keep track.
That's a... Well, maybe.
Uh-huh. There's too many characters. There's too many moving parts.
You know what I really liked? And this is... fucking left field here. Some of the little things, like the big-breasted tactician lady, I don't know her name, she is an alcoholic for the most part. You always see her drinking.
Yeah.
And the cups, when they're in space, are specially designed cups because the liquid floats inside the cup. That was really cool to see. And when they're in space, like, there's little things on the wall that you can grab and they'll just play along. That's pretty cool.
You like just, the
there's a bunch of little things like that throughout the show.
Okay.
That don't need to be there, that aren't pointed out. Look, just there.
I'm not saying that people, I don't see why people like it. I get it. It's just.
That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted. We can finish the podcast now.
I said that in the beginning. I get it. It's just over. Hype as
I don't
hell.
Think it's pretentious.
It's pretentious.
I don't think it's pretentious at all.
It's really pretentious.
I think it's a little bit convoluted.
I think you're biased.
I see pretentious as like Galaxy Railways. Let's talk for 5 minutes about the grand scheme of things and how people should actually act and how what love is. Like, I see that as pretentious. Yeah. That didn't happen here.
But here's the thing. That is pretentiousness exuding from this characters and a story. Whereas this is pretentiousness in the whole overarching story, where it's the premise itself is pretentious.
The premise itself of what he...
the premise itself that they... To go through and think that they have the solution for solving war.
I don't know if it's
war.
The solution. I think it's a solution.
No, I'm not saying they believe that in real life, but they think that that's for the story that it worked. And in the end, it kind of does work, that they were right all along.
Yeah, at the end, all the Earth forces join together to make one government.
So that over...
Which probably isn't a good thing.
Right.
Every story that's ever been written about one government, one world government, is always terrible. They're always the bad guy.
So, in the end, that their story is that we destroy war through war, and we are right. It's pretentious in its own right.
I guess it's a little pretentious. Okay. That's fair.
That's all I was getting at.
But I enjoy it.
You can enjoy it.
But yeah, look, we said it earlier, but there's a story arc for everyone, and it's almost always intertwined. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end for it. The only end I don't think was actually there for any of the story arcs was with Shinji, the guy with the girlfriend that lost her arm.
Uh-huh.
But again, first season, second season.
What are you giving it?
Ooh, a 7. 7.5. I enjoyed it.
No.
You see, I'm actually tempted next time I get to pick whether I'll make Gundam Iron-Blooded Orphans or second season 00, because second season 00 would just enrage you, and I kind of enjoy that. That was my goal. I wanted to piss him off, and I think I did a great job.
Yeah. This one was enraging, just for sure. So, I mean, for me, like, it automatically lost points for
Gundam. And it was very Gundam-y. It was very battle-y. It was also very spacey.
Yeah. If
Gundam battles
automatically lost its point for that. And then...
Oh, you know what? Another little detail. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Real quick. So, like, the Gundams have beam swords, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see just these little things. Like, they don't have the technology, whereas the blonde guy has his fight at the end. He has a beam sword, but the technology isn't there for him to really use it yet. So there's, like, a power cord connecting to the beam sword. Cool. Super cool.
I didn't even notice.
I noticed.
I did. So yeah, I lost its point for being Gundams. And then, but I can't really, I see where it's coming from. So for me on a personal level, it's a 5.
Oh, that's fair.
I can't give it an objective score because I am not objective.
No, that's fair.
So, but I will say, your last pick was much better.
Oh, My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
Well, I actually kind of wanted to do World Treaties. I know you would have really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I can't do so.
You can try.
I could, but I don't want to try. No, thank you.
How about you read the first 50 chapters?
I'd not read a manga.
Why?
It's backwards.
It is backwards. But manga's more like a book. There's a lot more text in it than modern comic books. From America.
Yeah, I know. And I'm an American, so I read from left to right.
I mean, you still technically read left
to
right.
I know. The panels are backwards, and it's
confusing. The panels are backwards. And it's confusing. The right panel, then the left panel, then the bottom right panel, then the bottom left panel.
I tried
reading. So it definitely is backwards.
I tried reading manga before.
What gets really weird is that every now and then, because like most manga you read in these apps that you can download, it's all illegal. Very few of them are legal apps that you can do it. And the ones that are, you have to pay a lot of money for. So it's all people in Japan scanning them from the book that they can buy every week, translating it, like erasing the text from Japanese and then writing it in Photoshop or whatever, the English text. So every now and then you'll get a group of people that are doing that with a specific manga, and they'll flip it so it's actually left to right. It's so awkward if you read a lot of manga to always read right to left and then pick up a new one and it's left to right. And
that,
it's like, what?
That would be even more confusing. It's already confusing
enough.
It'll
take you like 8 chapters to figure it out.
What's really confusing is sometimes they don't just have 4 panels. They have stuff in the middle and some to the side.
Yeah.
And it's hard to tell.
It's not that bad.
Which panel I'm supposed to read first? So sometimes I read it out of order, And like, oh.
I've done that once or twice.
It was like, I'm like, oh, that's...
Yeah, it won't be like even boxes.
Yeah, it's...
It'll be like a Tetris thing.
It's very confusing, and it's like, oh, I guess I was supposed to read this part first.
Yeah, yeah. Modern manga has kind of done away with most of that. That, in my opinion, seemed to be like a late 90s, early 2000s thing. I haven't seen that lately.
Yeah. I don't know. I try to stay away from manga.
Anyway, next episode is...
Oh, it's my choice now. So we're going to go back into Avatar and watch season 2 of Avatar The Last Airbender.
I really hope it's bad. Oh, God, I hope bad.
It's not...
Like, I hope it's good. I want to enjoy it. But at the same time, if it's really bad and I can shit on it, want to.
All of our friends really like it, and they always say season 2 is where it really gets good.
Everyone I ever know known has told me that. They'll be like, oh, you should really watch Avatar, and I'm like, yeah, I watched the first season, it sucked. I'm like, oh, no, wait, you gotta watch the second one. That's where it gets good.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Everyone always says that, so I'm curious, though. I know how you are with your memory. Do you remember the first season?
He went... he woke up, he's got this flying dog thing, and he needs to learn how to train water, and that was pretty much the main mission. Going to the, I guess, Antarctic. I can't remember exactly where it was, but going there to learn water from someone.
You're gonna need to read an episode guide to catch yourself back
up. I'm not doing that. And then they have a big fight at the end. There's a flame guy and the flame nation and all that jazz.
You're not gonna see. Here's gonna be the problem with you.
You can recap it for me.
This is gonna be the problem with you, though. When you're watching it, you're not gonna remember, oh, this character was in this episode beforehand, because you don't fucking remember he is in episode 4.
I don't know.
So that's gonna be your biggest issue. You're that's gonna not be my like, problem. You're gonna be like, oh, this is.
If the first season was good, I would remember it.
No. You don't remember what you did last week.
What did I do last week? I can tell you everything.
Uh-huh.
I remember the first season of Dragon Ball Z.
What happened in the third episode of Zone of the Enders?
I'm asking you what happened.
That was last week. They were on Earth. They were... He, the arm... The... The government was chasing him. The kid, he was...
That's easy to say. For the first 12 episodes, you could say that.
He's with his kids, and they go, and they meet the Rocket Man.
Fine, what happened in the fourth episode of the first season of Avatar?
Let me see. Boy lost his... they were 1-2 Boston Sang. After that...
How do you know that?
My memory is...
Yeah, well, average people just remember the general plot line.
It's not fair to ask me. I have an encyclopedia.
Yeah, the average person just knows the general plot line. And that... Did I not say the general plot line?
No, you got it.
Okay, then. Now I'm fucking fine. See you guys next episode.
All right, bye.